Kevin Camus knows he has big shoes to fill. After sharing the touchline for several years with Larry Morrow, the longtime head coach of the Centennial Centaurs senior girls high school soccer team, Camus is now taking the lead position following Morrow's retirement last spring. Morrow made sure he went out with a bang, as the Centaurs won its third AAA championships in 5 years. But, more importantly, he left a legacy of team cohesion and work ethic that propelled his teams into provincials in all but 3 of the 22 seasons he coached them, Camus said. The wins would always come if the team was close-knit and outworked the other team, he said. Larry has always set out to make the season more fun than what the girls experience outside of school soccer. At Tri-City News 24-0. Soccer ball trophy hashtag Tri-City News hashtag Coquitlam hashtag soccer hash BC3 a girls hashtag provincials hashtag centennial musical note UEFA Champions League anthem, full version, UEFA and Tony Britton now, with assistant coach Haley Melvin alongside, Camus said they hope to keep that team culture going. We won't be able to run things the exact same way as Larry, he said. But we hope we can create the type of experience for our girls that teams of the past have had with us. It's a weighty responsibility, Camus said, that will be challenged by the youth of this year's squad. Only a handful of players from last year's championship side remain and almost 10 are freshmen or sophomores. We have a really fun group of girls this year that are so coachable and hardworking, Camus said, adding a fifth-place finish out of 16 teams at the Riverside Rapids preseason tournament is encouraging. We will definitely be solid at the back, with steady goaltending and defensive play. Key players will be senior captains Caitlin Cerny, a center midfielder, and Rachel Cardarelli, a center back. Through the midfield, our girls will be tenacious and hardworking, Camus said. Up front, grade 10 striker Cameron Strain has a ton of potential, Camus said, and freshman Callie Lenstrom has a knack for finishing chances. Winger Isabella Luz also has the pace and skill to create offense, he added. Camus said the competitive nature of the Fraser North zone makes it difficult to assess how his charges measure up, but another berth in provincials would be a testimony to his predecessor's legacy of excellence. I have taken a lot from him, he said. Here's how some of the other teams measure up for the coming season. Riverside Rapids with a senior-laden lineup, Rapids coach Kenny Jameson said this could be the year his charges make the leap into provincial after just missing out the past 2 seasons. We are a well-rounded squad this year, Jameson said. Returning senior center back Amra Basirovic and Hila Tata will bring strength and composure up the middle while senior center midfielder Rita Sirsiris has an aggressive, attacking mindset that completes her skill at controlling the ball. Danica Learmonth, another senior, is basically our Swiss Army knife, Jameson said. She can step into pretty much any role and do very well. Heritage Woods Kodiaks winning Riverside's preseason tournament has Kodiaks coach Julie French feeling good about what her team could accomplish. Our team this season can battle in all areas of the field and make quality plays from defending and ball movement to finishing, she said. With a lineup that covers all the grades, leadership will come from senior Ava Taylor who, French said, brings a calming presence as well as skill and physicality. Offense will come from a quartet of juniors, Ava Moore, Abby Mallow, Arliss King and Olivia Zeidler, while Sophia Corris minds the net. Dr. Charles Best Blue Devils. The Blue Devils last qualified for provincials 2 years ago. Coach Fahim Karmali said the team has the stuff to get back there again this season. He said his charges are full of potential with a good blend of youth and experience. Key to Best success will be senior goalkeeper Kendall Leah Skelton and midfielder Sasha Ferris. Both have been incredible players and leaders in the community, Karmali said. The Terry Fox Ravens and Port Moody Blues did not respond in time for our deadline. Archbishop Carney is also participating in league play this season.